This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Rise.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. We start with this story about this Texas woman. She hit the lottery. You ever hit the lottery?
I ran through their office one time. but I,
Duke now.
In my defense, thought it was in reverse.
Will you?
What's the most you ever got? Mine was 50.
$50, yeah. That was
really?
That was a scratch-off, yeah.
A $10 one.
Most of everyone. Most of everyone at a casino was $3 or $4.50. That was...
Damn,
yeah, man. But compare... I mean, come on. That's like looking at your today minus P&Ls versus last 30 days P&Ls. It's like, you know, today was good. Last 30 days sucked.
Yeah.
The most I've ever won was $2.
$2.
Oh, yes. Wow. I told you the story about Chris, you know, when we went to the psychic told Chris that he would hit the lottery.
Yes.
So.
Did she mean that as meeting you?
Well, that's a good
probably
question.
Probably not. I don't know.
I wouldn't think
that
so.
That was a compliment.
But I appreciate that.
Sure.
Leroy says thank you.
Look, it's an alter ego now, officially.
Really
she
is.
Just referred to herself in the third person.
I can't wait to see what Leroy looks like.
She is the Mick Foley. Come in dressed as Leroy tomorrow, Paige.
Oh, where's
wow, we'll go live stream the whole show.
Where is my beard when I need it? It disappeared. Anyway, so I did find a lottery ticket and a stuff and went and thought, well, here it is. This is the big winning.
Yeah. $2, though.
$2.
Yeah.
It went ding, ding, ding in my heart sale going,
you know what they do?
Here's my retirement.
I saw a guy do this. I was aggravated because he bought a lot of tickets. He just scratches the barcodes and scans them. He don't scratch the whole ticket.
Dude, I told
that's
you.
That's smart. I've done that before.
That time when I was at, it was Walmart. There was, I thought the person worked there. So I asked them, hey, do you know where whatever it was? I want to say it was baby formula. It was that long ago.
Locked up.
And, I don't work here. Meanwhile, they have, it wasn't a phone. It was like one of those POSs, not piece of blank, but like.
Like a scanner? Like a.
Yeah, like the way you know, and you're paying for something. You
scan. Our old, yeah.
A POS.
Our old managers would go to Kmart and do that at Walmart.
Well, that's what they were doing. They were scanning to see what the. What they could buy that for and sell it on Amazon for.
Oh, I hate like
it
when they do
the inventory or the clearance rack or whatever.
Everybody's a master negotiator with eBay now.
I'm like,
they look it up.
It's like, well, I'm sorry, I thought you worked here. It was so like, I don't know. And they were wearing a blue vest also. Let me point that out.
You know what I would have done? I would have acted like I was going to help you anyway. Sir, that's on the other side of the store completely.
I know. I would say, right?
Yeah.
I say, how did you get in here? Are you part of the pedophile sting later?
Are you Swing Sniffers Anonymous?
Right.
Oh, boy.
Some fun like that. What time you get off?
Well, this woman in Texas.
Depends on how fast you are.
She was excited. She hit the lottery for $83 million, but
yeah,
they won't pay her because she bought the ticket through an app called Jack Pocket.
Also available at Adam and Eve on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
So the officials.
That's where I got my Jack Pocket.
Are looking into whether the win should count or not, and she can't get paid until the investigation is complete.
Wait, whatever happened to the guy who won off of the stolen debit card or whatever it was?
That
was the winning ticket, but the guy who got stolen from is like, hey.
I'll split it.
Yeah, he offered, but I don't know.
But then they said, no, that was.
Somebody text things. I don't want to look it up.
I don't know how you would look that up either.
I would have to turn around, which is cumbersome at that rate.
And plus, I could ask AI to interpret it for me, but that just feels weird. Like, I don't need no robot.
So this thing,
you hear that?
With Jack Pocket and DraftKings.
I don't need no robot.
The state senate in Texas recently passed a bill that they would have banned the whole winning off that app and such like that.
She did that and kept talking. It was amazing.
Like a professional.
Well, there's a... somebody told me about this, and that somebody might happen to be my daughter. And she's like, this is absolute crap, right? And I was like, well, yeah, you're smart for realizing that. But it's a commercial. Think about this. They buy an advertisement, expensive TV ad, to tell you that they have cell phone games that you can play for free. And you know what? They will pay you to play them.
And they get celebrities off of Cameo for some reason.
Who was it? Not Pastore. Or Pastore. God, somebody in the Sopranos universe or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen.
Was doing the same thing. And I was like, no, you're right. Like, the only thing I could think of, and I looked it up and I was right, is that if you watch through their commercials, you get a split of the... But, come on. We know... real life influencers, and I'm not talking about Jug's wife. She's like on a different level,
yeah.
I mean, she does it. Oh, she's good at it. But I know some like influencers, you know, whatever. Like the rate to get paid on the actual views itself is nothing. It's like the way Korn said, every time a song plays, we split 3 cents as a band. I mean, that's literally what it. Now, if you do add a lot, go the Sam Walton way and do it a lot. Jeff Bezos way, pennies, but a million times, that's good. But
did I even saw John Stamos doing a ad for one of these games? I'm like, really? It was really him?
I have a keen eye. There's an actor that looks like Rob Lowe, but he does commercials, but it's not Rob Lowe.
But he's handsome like that.
But you are assuming that's Rob Lowe, but he never says, hi, I'm Rob Lowe. It's almost like, remember the Lyft cart commercial? Blind people thought that was real Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
But it was Tom Cruise with a K and a Z.
The chair guy. Mm.
So I'm looking at that, I'm like, God, that looks like, he wouldn't be doing this at this point. And I look it up, I'm like, no, it's kind of why he gets his jobs. It's because he looks like him.
Well,
and has a good presentation
good
flow.
For him.
Unlike Fat Boy.
Hey, put me on one of these. hey, do you want to win money? You want to wear shorts like me?
You know what? I'm starting to think my pharmacy is going to close down unless I go get my prescription filled because they keep texting me that it's ready.
You should go to Mark Cuban's pharmacy. They'll mail it to you and show you how much they pay for it.
Yeah,
that turns us into hermits if we never leave the house.
What do you
I really believe that.
Getting mail at your house? Does that make you happy?
I do get mail at my house.
I mean, do you love getting the mail that you receive at your house? Does that make you happy?
How are you spelling mail?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting too personal, and I don't mean.
How's
to
your mail
that
at
way.
Home?
well,
do you ever get mail in the back door page?
Oh yeah.
No, not that way. No.
Well, how goes
it,
Leroy?
No, I was talking about packages,
thinking.
Leroy.
No, that's what I'm saying. If somebody's knocking at my back door, I'm not answering that. You climb my fence.
They'll break your fence down.
Are we talking in euphemisms right now? Are we on the same? Page.
I don't believe so.
They'll use your piggies and break your door down.
I have a private backyard.
Okay, because I was talking about anal.
Really?
Why don't you step in here?
Calm up bleaching. Does that make it better?
All right. Okay.
But we had the guy that did it five times.
I pre-apologize.
He said his wife made him do it five times.
Yeah, but it's still.
It's still
just
too dark.
She said it was distracting.
Better put a cover on that. Okay, so in a recent study, 5% of people say on average that they really, really want their mail. They need and want all of the physical mail that they receive. And 13% say most of it is good. And another 13 say they usually want half of it. I get tired of all the junk mail that I get. Like,
I leave it in there.
Who thinks that's a good idea?
Or I'll put it on top of the... I got a neighbor who's got it. He'll go with a Sharpie to the mailbox and just write RTS on whatever he doesn't want to open. And still take it.
Oh, so. Yeah. Return to sender.
Yep.
I literally had to think about that for a moment.
That's kind of smart.
I thought
smart
he was short,
if they really do
shortening a slur word.
That's a good idea.
He might write those on there too.
RTS.
He might do the stissy S while he's writing on there.
Send all your junk mail back.
I'll tell you, like,
I draw a picture of Calvin and Hobbes taking a leak on the USPS logo. Is what I did to kind of let them know how I feel.
They're cutting a lot of jobs, right? Or they want to. So.
Well, God bless it, man.
They may cut out Saturday deliveries.
I don't know her name, but my mail person. Boy, she worked her butt off.
Aww.
Like, she works. She works hard. I see her. I kind of have figured out kind of the route she goes, and I'm like...
Mine's a smoker.
Wow, you... what is?
Well, she smokes.
Oh, you're...
Does she put her butts out at your house?
Smell like
how do you know?
It does. Like, oh, like, wow. Do you ash a cherry on my magazine?
Oh, they smell smoky.
On my Harper's?
Wow. I think mine's having sardines on the way through her route.
You know, I got a buddy that's been doing it for years and years. I want to ask him, hey, if they cut these jobs, do you like get an early retirement, or do they put you back in the, like, take you off the route? Because those are good jobs when you're route carrier.
See, if it's a pension with a private business, or even like a public, you know, publicly traded company, that wouldn't necessarily go away. But then when it's a government job and the government's making the decision, is it still something like, I'm not trying to bring anybody down, but like, you got to kind of think that way. Like, if they previous administrations and such talking about cutting it, Social Security, it always scare your grandma or your mama or whatever, and or the, oh no, the government's going to shut down. I feel that way about the same way I feel when Channel 4 says, guys, go to this website and tell them you want our channel, because they're going to take us away from you. And it's like,
they're going to take Carol away from
you.
Why
don't y'all do that? Quit interrupting my episode of Kelly or whatever I'm watching to tell me. It's like Wikipedia begging for money all the time. Ha! Huh.
Everything says they want to cut 10,000 jobs because of Doge. But across the whole country, of course.
What's going to happen off all these? Where's people going to work?
Well, they're going to offer whoever's eligible early retirement options.
That's when you're going to see a lot of commercials for OnlyFans sitting there. It's going to be the logo with open arms, like the Allstate. It's like, come to Papa.
They think it could, you know, cut billions. If they, man, that's a lot. But they've been in debt for years and years.
Well,
everything I've read
down that, go down that wormhole. Go and ask Google who we owe money to, and then ask Google who those people owe money to, and then ask Google who those people, or ask AI or whoever. And you know where it leads? You know where it leads. Hmm. North, South Carolina.
It goes north. Shout out, Margaret's.
It looks like they have pennies there, but
Rollins,
in fact,
Talon,
they're the
carpet,
richest people in the world.
Hmm.
Yeah,
all right. Well,
right.
They all live in Katichi.
Yeah.
And those are your Rice Guys headlines.
Thanks so much, Paige. We're going to take us a break. We're going to come back. I understand. I don't have any. I didn't look it up or anything, but Fat Boy says there's a big old birthday today, so we'll
huge.
Have some time for that. And
massive.
A little excerpt of tomorrow's FOF line that we're going to play for you to get you all.
You might get to wish this person a happy birthday in person.
Oh, good.
Here in a couple weeks.
All right. Fantastic. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Truck's up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Brawl. It's more like a tussle, right?
A tug.
It's a fight to the death.
Tug o' war. Why don't people do that on St. Patrick's Day? Tug o' war. That sounds like something of Irish lore.
Tug o'. Tug of war. They're going to pull the rope.
Paige did a man of war after a Halloween party one night.
Well, she did men of war.
Yeah, and men at work.
Oh, Leroy here.
Leroy Page.
Knocking out everybody.
Baddest actor in the whole damn town.
Literally.
Yeah. Baddest hoe.
I mean bad in a good way.
Baddest hoe on the stroll.
Sound like my grandma in 1984. Why are you saying you bad? You good. Because Nanny Michael says bad.
Yeah, he does. Oh, I don't like
it. Yeah, he looks weird to me, son.
He's got a whole song called You Bad, You Bad, You Know It.
He made fighters quit fighting, and they started dancing together.
That's where it started, whole dance-offs.
But even that, I saw a clip of an old NWA video the other day that showed them, you know, walking down the street, and they're all hard, you know, badass dudes, but they're walking around singing through the streets about how they were going to murder you, but they were singing about it.
Well, that's
nice. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of
odd. Oh, the rappers, okay.
They're artists, yes, NWA, not the wrestling organization. I should say that, you're right. Yes, Vern Gagne was out there. He was in a puffer jacket. There's Les Thatcher with a Raiders hat on.
There's old Rick Rude with him.
Oh, Lord, you're about to lose real bad. Because I know what I've got here. And when you enter a battle, you know as much about your own army going in, more so than you do the other one. So I don't know what Fat Boy's bringing to the table, but I know when it comes to Paige that I'm going to get you goose today, and I don't mean that in a sexual way. I mean, I'm going to make you laugh a lot.
I love it.
I'm going to pull a Rumsfeld and tell you go to war with what you have.
Yeah.
And that's what I got.
I tell you to go to hell or somewhere else. You
well,
want to start?
I'm excited to see who's going to take the
Yeah, I'll start.
And here. I know down deep you don't like Fat Boy as a person, but don't let that show any bias when it comes to who's the better one.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, start us off.
This is an old, I guess PSA, maybe. But it's more so a lesson of how you should react to your kid if you ever catch them, you know, during their private time.
Oh, my God.
Like what happened to old Ricky right here.
Little Ricky.
His mom's real understanding. And obviously, I cannot show you a video.
No.
But Ricky's going to town just when that door opens. And, well, then mom walks in.
Oh, excuse me, Ricky. Ricky, I did see what you were doing. It felt good, didn't it? It's all right. We all have feelings like this sometimes. I'm just glad you're doing this in the privacy of your own room. When you're a little bit older, we'll have to talk more about these feelings and what causes them and how we can control these feelings. I'm sorry I intruded on your privacy. I'll be sure to knock next time, okay?
That's bull crap in real life.
That's kind of creepy because she stood there.
Like my mama would have taken me to the preacher.
You know where this gets weird? Ricky's still got, let's just say he's still working the puppet while mom's in the room.
And this is a real public service announcement, not a grading system, the PSA here.
I wouldn't say that I was ever caught doing anything like that, but I know my brother was caught with a girl. And my mom says, well, you finish up and we'll have a conversation later.
She didn't make him stop right there?
She told him, you finish up, you know.
What?
Whatever. I don't know what she said, but
did
exactly.
Did she stand there and watch till they finish?
No, she just barred. She
hurry up and beat it up, Art.
Is it one of your friends?
She hit the ceiling. I don't know who it was. Yeah. Oh, it might have been. Okay, she hit the ceiling with a broom. She was pissed.
Wow, she's like an angry neighbor.
Yeah. And just to so they can hear her,
that
we were home.
I'm sweeping
and
the roof.
And then she went upstairs, and I was like, Mom, what'd you see? And she goes, you don't want to know. Just go to the other side of the house.
I want to know what she saw.
I don't know. She never told me.
They were 69ing.
What if that's what it was? And then she tells him to finish up. He's like, I'm just going
to start. No, she said, you need to. Well, I don't know exactly what she said.
I think you need to beat it up real quick is what she said.
But she said, and then I'll talk to you afterwards when you...
I'll give you a score.
Get your clothes back on and start behaving like you should.
How old is he, though, at this age?
Oh, he's a teenager. He's young.
Okay.
Like 16.
Okay.
God, I can't believe she...
He'd be like 22, 23.
Is it still living in my mom's house?
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense why she would say, all right, you're an adult here. You're doing it.
Arthur, you better hurry up.
I never slept with a guy at my mother's house with her willingly knowing that.
Yeah, me neither.
She wouldn't have told you to finish up.
No, she would have said, you stay on that side and you stay on that side. Never the two will meet.
Hmm. God, man. That's so many
questions.
Did you
sneak out of the house, though, when you were a kid?
All the time.
Yeah. God bless.
And my mom would go to sleep, and I'd be like, she's asleep. I'm just going to go out.
I could have if I trusted my body more. I could have slipped out of the house.
It's dirty little Leroy, ain't you?
I had an old drum right outside my window.
I really did anything.
I crawled over onto and just slid over the side and fell into the gravel.
An old drum.
It was an old drum.
Mine was meeting to smoke a little, you know.
Crack.
No.
We knew somebody who had to stand on a brick to get in the window, and it wasn't that far off the ground.
Yes. Well, that was funny. Fatboy and I have tapped into this thing, and some of them we cannot air, but it's old PSAs from the 70s and 80s that are absolutely not appropriate anymore.
Really not.
Talking about like how, you know what, they deserve to be able to live in that community also. Mm-hmm. You should let them move in.
Yeah. Can't play those.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Like some wild stuff.
You'd piss yourself if you heard some of them.
This one right here, though, you know, I like farm stuff. I love cattle. Now that I look at some of those videos and actually like post them on my Instagram, a lot of times other ones will just pop up. For instance, this young man was on a school field trip, and they're teaching the kids how to milk a cow.
Oh.
And once again, they don't teach. They just say, hey, milk the cow.
Don't start grabbing that.
Oh, you nailed it. Listen to this.
You got it. Sorry. You're supposed to dip your hand in the water before you
make your hand wet. Pretty
yes.
much.
Oh.
Dip it in there,
make
London.
Make your hand wet. Mm-hmm. Your hand is
Did you dip
wet.
It, London?
No.
Dip your hand
just
in the
keep
water.
Moving.
Did he dip his hand?
Yeah, right here.
No.
Yeah, right here. Just like that.
Are you scared?
Why is it Auntie Shantae's coming?
The smell.
It's a penis.
Oh!
Disgusting. I don't want to do it.
Oh my God, I gotta see the video.
Did they misinterpret an udder?
No, it was an udder, but the kid didn't understand what he was grabbing and tugging on. They didn't explain that ahead of time.
That's where you get them.
I get it.
It's like the one with the one that we played before with the horse, where the horse was getting a little excited and say, "Daddy, he's growing an extra leg."
Now are you supposed to go like this?
First? You really was.
I always just spit on mine and just go to town.
Oh yeah,
use some KY.
They're so easy to trick. It's just a finger. Right. With a kid.
It sounds like something you'd prank somebody with, but no, that was really its udders.
It's a penis.
At least he caught it by the medical term, though. Like, the kid's well read. He's like, that's a penis. Disgusting.
Two of them, or however many are together.
Yeah. So later in life, if he has a change of heart, play that video for him. See, you said these were disgusting when you were a kid, boy. What are you doing now?
Show him again.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
All right, so I've won that round. Go ahead. No decision you made.
Not yet. I think, and a lot of people think this, Mike Joy is the greatest voice of anything stock car related. I would say automotive related. Any event, he's who you want to call.
He's good.
I don't know how long he's going to keep his job. I feel like this guy's coming for his job. So, Mike Joy, if you're listening to this, you legend.
Oh, wow.
You better watch out for this guy because he's pretty good, too.
Amy, look at here. Logano pushing down the road right up into the ass end of Kozlowski, and he turns his ass right into the wall. Right about here, Kozlowski saying, oh, shit. Every time he's spinning, he's saying, oh, shit. They are wrecking everywhere. There's race cars tore up from here to China right now on this track. And this is where it starts right here. Logano pushing Almirola into Kozlowski's ass, pushing way too damn hard. The race has still got a bunch of laps left. What an ass. And then it's just a mangled melee mess right here. Holy this is some bullshit. All these good race cars tore up because Logano forgot how to drive. Look at this. And he escapes uninjured. Watch. He's just going to go right through there. Holy
Holy crap, man. That sounds like a revival I went to in the 80s.
It's as in the Kozlowski. He don't even say his name.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That sounds like Brother Love. I can't figure out that voice.
Very passionate.
He's going all up.
God bless.
He's hitting his ass into him. There's a whole bunch of laps left.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to concede you won that round.
Well, guess what? There's only one left.
Oh, okay.
And that's you. You go with the big finish.
I thought you had one more.
For time purposes.
All right.
Yeah, Leroy got us going on a tangent.
Well, I hate to brag, but this is the winner right here. And I'm not going to say anything that other than my favorite and your favorite karaoke couple is back.
Oh,
with some damn Toto.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, God.
There's a clear winner at the end, I'm saying.
I mean, God. It's hard to compete with that.
That is like... Guys,
break it down. Live from callrob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, look at you, famous people, celebrating a birthday on March 20th. Happy birthday.
I want you to look.
Or look at you.
Suck it.
Break it down.
We got to hurry. We're losing on Leroy over here.
Leroy was playing Candy Crush or something there.
Shorty looks like a James Bond villain with that jacket on. She's about
like
to go out.
If James Bond's headquarters was in Antarctica. It's like 70 degrees outside.
She's looking for the golden gun.
61. It's seasonably cold.
It's going to be 69 when you go outside.
What did you say?
I think he called you a pussy.
We got some music.
Oh.
This person currently lives in the White House. Might be the tallest person to ever be in the White House. Besides Abe Lincoln.
Yeah.
Actually taller.
I was going to say, because a lot of the taller NBA players wouldn't go that time.
Nope. If you haven't figured it out, Paige.
Is it the sun?
It is Barron Trump's birthday. Oh.
Guy's got some good pizza.
Is he behind the DJT coin? Is he behind a separate crypto?
No, his roommate is.
Yeah, according to Shreckley says he has proof that he and Barron Trump were in cahoots with certain cryptos.
I mean, look, this is what I'll say about that. At least he's not just running around roofing girls and things like Fat Boy would have done in college. He's out. He's grinding. Even with all that money. Like, you think about that. Somebody who is what some would call a Nepo baby. They don't really even have to work. Now, maybe the ego's dragging them out there. I don't think that's the way it is with Barron or certainly any of these, but like, there's still the hustle there. It's maybe a competition with dad or family or whatever, because, he's got these brothers that are wild as well.
He's the one that's telling his dad to go do all these shows. Now, you joke about the public safety of women, but you'd be surprised.
No, I don't joke about that.
You'd be surprised how many women get roofied and, almost expect it in a certain environment.
You just don't leave your things by yourself.
Like, girls at
parties. I would chug the hell out of my drink if I was a woman at a bar. Oh, and then
girls that party see that as a cost of doing business, unfortunately.
The girls who party, like, what does that mean? Like, you talking about call girls?
Talk about the college-age girls that go to all these parties. And
God.
Even the college-age boys are like, yeah, the girls, they got to get their own drinks now.
But would you leave your drink at the bar and then come back to it? No.
I wouldn't do that as a man.
No.
I figure, like, some of my enemies might spit in my drink or, or even I would get roofied. Yes.
How many enemies do you have?
Baby.
Baby.
You either a fan or you a hater. Ain't no in between. You either love me or you hate me. And either way, it makes money.
True.
How old's Barron Trump?
Barron Trump is 21 years old today, officially.
19.
He is 19 years old, old BT.
Look wow. He's still maybe kind of growing.
Yeah, really. Wow. He hasn't fully formed yet, right? Not the brain, at least.
What?
Current SNL cast member. This guy's hilarious. He used to be on Wildin' Out with Nick Cannon. That's how he got his start.
Oh.
His initials are M.D. I can't really give
some you a doctor.
I can't give you a character he's known for because he's done a lot. He's somewhat the straight man on the show.
I know. And yes, I got it. Mikey Day.
It is Mikey Day's birthday.
Good job. But you're right. He is awesome, but no defining character yet.
He's like a utility player. I mean, you can put him in anywhere.
He's not finesse. Keenan.
Yeah, I'm sorry your damn dog died.
Mikey Day, is it surprising?
He's pretty funny.
Because he's been at it a while.
No, I never had a point of reference as far as age goes with him. So this seems about right.
Is he younger than we would expect?
Maybe.
I'm going to say 37.
I'm going to say 38.
Oh, Mikey Day is 45 years old today.
Wow.
Son of a bitch is getting up there. We'll keep it going for this guy.
Who's been the oldest cast member? I guess it's Keenan.
He's been there the longest, I'm pretty sure.
I'll look that up.
Daryl Hammond was there for a good bit.
Yeah. Well, not longest, but like on there as a cast member. Yeah. Of course, the way they're doing it here lately, I guess it's Mike Myers. The way I despise that. It's like if WrestleMania was like 75% old wrestlers and none of the new guys were wrestling, it'd be like, all right, now
I'm take always
this to the indies, brother.
I'm always gonna have a soft spot for Mike Myers, but when he does the Elon dance, man, you don't laugh at that.
Yeah, but I'm
missing that. What is that?
This is a little dance as Elon back and forth. Because Elon sometimes his condition causes him to.
Yes, wave at people awkwardly.
Go a little in hyperdrive. Michael Rapaport.
Oh, you still blocked by him?
I don't think I'm blocked. You think of somebody else?
Oh, am I?
You that sent was him a, some inappropriate things?
No, there was a – I called somebody out in a feud with Rappaport, and those two kind of took it from there.
Okay. Yeah.
So I kind of started it.
Okay. Yes, Keenan, the oldest. He's 46. I hope it's not his birthday. I would have cheated then.
Well, you cheater. It's not?
Michael Rappaport, let's say, I'm going to say he's like 57.
Tons of movies. Copland, Black and White.
56.
55 years old.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure she's been on SNL, so we'll keep it going. Though you may know her as Towels at Kmart. Back in the day.
Give me the initials.
K.I.
Kathy Ireland.
Kathy Ireland. She was also in Necessary Roughness with Scott Bakula and Sinbad.
I wonder if her towels were on sale this past Monday. You know, the Irish thing. She's not even Irish, is she? Stolen Valor.
I don't think so. Yeah. She wouldn't want one of my towels in the 90s.
Oh, what kind of dumb name would Matthew America be?
Stupid.
It only works if your first name's Captain.
It should be say, Leroy Brazil.
Leroy Brazil.
I'm Barry Canada.
France.
Oh. Well, I mean, it works with French Montana. I'm like, oh, why could you think of a name like that?
Oh, yeah, I see.
Barry France.
It's got a ring to it.
52.
53.
Kathy Ireland is 62.
Wow,
years
boy.
Old today.
That's great.
Gosh. I don't know. I haven't seen her in forever. I'm going to look her up right now.
It's a great day.
Oh, this is showing me some lady from Ireland named Kathy on our OnlyFans. I should slow down here.
Guess whose birthday it is today?
No way.
Yes, sir, it is. He will be appearing at South Carolina Comic Con here within a short couple of weeks.
Is this Sting?
I want to come hug you if you wasn't wearing such a scary jacket right now.
You might get fired.
Can I hug you right now? You knew that. Fat boy, I'm about to blow your mind right now. And I'm going to be real low-key on what I'm about to say.
We'll start there.
But we have been, and this is not a, please don't think this is a braggadocious thing, because he's probably not even want to do it, those of you listening now. But we mutually know a person that is involved with South Carolina Comic Con. And I'm not referring to Rob.
Oh, not Rob Young?
No.
Borderlands?
Anyway, it's a booking agent type. And he said, hey, if y'all want to come over and, you know, do like a, you know, not like go stand in line with the backdrop thing, but like do like a, you know, casual photo op. I'm like, I would like to simply because I look better now than the last time I met him and took a picture with him. I look like complete steaming piles of crap in that picture.
You'll notice that,
but
too.
But I look, I've cooled off now. It's still a pile of crap, but it's not steaming anymore.
Is he wearing his mask?
He's not going to do very many of these left.
It's the last year he will appear in face paint.
Oh.
Steve Borden.
And that's important because have you seen him now with the beard?
Yep.
Wow. Does not look like man called thing.
He's got his cheese business to fall back on, too.
That's right. I've told him a million times that's owned by a cow named Borden and not Steve. Actually, it's owned by Lizzie Borden. You know what? Ha ha.
Lizzie.
Yeah, the one who whacked her dad 40 times or whatever it was.
Okay,
Kathy Ireland, how old is she?
Sting, damn it.
Sting is 69. 69.
Sting, Steve Borden is 66. Years old today.
I'd be ashamed. He won't meet us now.
Greatest basketball movies, if not the greatest. And Above the Rim is up there. Basketball Diaries is up there. He got game. It's not Ray Allen's birthday. It's not Denzel's birthday.
Tribe Called Quest?
Spike Lee. That movie was a Spike Lee joint. He got game. Black Klansman, he won his first Oscar for a couple years ago. Malcolm X, Do the Right Thing. Legend in the business. 25th Hour.
Get ready to suck it!
Oh! You hate the Knicks?
Yep.
He's not a Spike fan.
No.
25th Hour was a good movie.
I'm not a fan of his. The only thing that I
Inside Man.
Smile about with him at all is Morris Blackman. That's it.
Yeah.
I have a warm place in my heart for Morris Blackman, but not him as a person.
Do you want to guess, Paige?
72.
Spike Lee is 68 years old today. We'll rifle through some of these here.
He's still got a baby face.
Pat Roddy, you want to guess Pat? The inspiration.
Say the word three-peat without getting sued?
The inspiration of Gordon Gekko, allegedly. At least looks-wise.
76.
75.
Oh, it's a big one for Pat.
80.
80 years old. Wow. You believe Pat? Damn. Look, he don't look it either. He looks great still.
Where do you see him at?
He still runs the Heat.
Okay.
He and Alonzo Mourning are in management for the Heat.
Oh.
So I think Alonzo works for Pat, actually. Hal Linden. It's Barney Miller's birthday. He's still with us. You know you love Ron Glass and Barney Miller.
Despise that show. I don't know why. I feel like I didn't like it because something else I wanted to watch. My dad loved Barney Miller, and I didn't like it because I think something else I wanted to watch was on another channel. And back then,
Abe Vigoda.
You are.
Abe.
I haven't eaten yet today. I will say Barney Miller, Hal Holbrook. No.
Hal Linden.
Hal Linden.
94. You know what? We didn't have him because it was over the weekend, but Judd Hirsch last weekend was 90.
Wow.
Happy heavenly birthday, Meathead's daddy, Carl Reiner.
Ah.
Yep. Ocean's 11 would have been 103 years old today.
Good Lord.
Chester Bennington, his birthday today.
Oh, man.
He would have been 49.
Yep,
49
years old. I saw one of the sweetest videos I'd ever seen in my life the other day, and I'd never seen it before, and you'd think with this job I would have. It was him at one of the concert summer tours years ago, and there was a child, maybe a little person, I'm not quite sure, but they were in a chair, wheelchair, and, you know, they were having a hard time seeing, whatever, and he, like, kept singing, but he went down the side of the stage and went and sat down on the ground beside this kid or person and started, like, singing, like, I was like, God, man, I hate that was all the way it was at the end for him. Because his, like, what, like, you see stuff with his kids, like he was a great dad, and then the thing with that just sucks. Like, good people like that. But anyway.
Jerry Reed would have been 88 years old today.
He's bounding down.
Mr. Rogers himself would have been 97 years old.
Old Fred.
Fred Rogers.
You know, I got a good clip that I want to play for a BDA maybe, but it wouldn't be palpable to a lot of our audience.
Is it creepy?
No. It goes against, like, Hollywood's thoughts on stuff today.
Uh-huh.
And he was doing it just trying to teach kids. And it's just kind of odd that would be shunned today.
I don't even know what it is. We got to play it. I'm curious.
It's just one of those little songs that he'd sing while he's taking off his vest or whatever. What if he just kept going? He took off the vest and took off the shirt. There comes the belt.
Mr. Rogers.
Little train comes around, says, put your clothes back on.
Here's a little train we'll hang our underwear on.
And in the future, kids are going to see the video of him flipping the bird and think, oh, it's AI. Kids, it's real. It happened. It's a real video of him flipping the camera.
Would you like to see Fred's pee-pee? Hang on a second. Won't you see my pee-pee?
Won't you be my neighbor?
Won't you be... All right.
Won't you grab my?
I was trying to think back to her name. Do you remember the name of the young lady you called with the boss bathroom issue?
Tiffany.
Tiffy
time.
She was great.
Try not to blow it up while the boss is in there.
Well, just talking about work like 24/7. That was a big thing. All right, let's get the little clip for tomorrow's FOF line.
You want it?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you.
A little taste.
No. You mother. Hope you enjoy that nasty stinking junkie using heroin addict prostitute bitch.
That's a long t-shirt to have right there.
Lot on that shirt.
The FOF line tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning
Show.
Bye,
baby. Bye.
You stupid.